your vibrational match to the summoning of the dollars that you want to spend without resistance from your mate. And when you've got that stay-at-home mom vibration going on, which is, I don't earn and therefore I'm not entitled. In other words, it doesn't have to be that way. And there are a lot of women or men or people who receive abundance without justifying it through their action, but it is sort of stuck in your vibrational crock. Can you feel that?
Yes.
You don't feel entitled.
That is correct.
To that. And we don't think that you don't feel entitled because your mate is trying to hold you away from that, because we can feel the generosity of his energy. It's just that somehow you have calculated his flow of money as the vortex through which your abundance flows, so it feels to you that you have a legitimate keeper of the gate of that money. In other words, you are entitling him to not entitle you, is sort of the way this is all playing out.
Mm-hmm.
And so talk to us about the flow of abundance. Speak in general terms rather than specific terms. The flow of abundance that you should be able to flow through you. In other words, try to broaden it past the vortex called my husband's earning, and talk to us about law of attraction and your hopes and dreams and what you've got in your vibrational escrow and how the universe always helps you out and gives you what you want no matter what.
It does. I guess I'm not sure exactly what you're asking.
Well, we liked your quick response, it does. That was a very good starting place. In other words, you feel that way mostly except about this subject that you've been practicing for a while. And we think one of the very best things to get rid of in your vocabulary is that stay-at-home mom business, which is at its vibrational core. In other words, what we hear from you is, I'm an unearning, yearning, would-be spender.
Yeah. And this is part of my second question was, I've done a lot of things in my life. I've gone to school to do lots of different things. And I dabble in this and I dabble in that, but I haven't yet found the thing that sparks my passion that I want to continue doing.
Well, now hear what you're doing. We really are enjoying this conversation with you because you're true to whatever's stuck in your vibrational craw. Can you hear how this story that you're telling backs up the stay-at-home mom story that you told us first? In other words, what you're saying is that I've dabbled, but I haven't become proficient enough to really deserve the dollars flowing to me in any other way. In other
yes.
words, it's sort of the same story. I'm unearning. But there's a big difference between feeling unearning, which means I don't go and exchange my, in this moment, energy for a paycheck, and unworthy, which means I disallow abundance from flowing to me. In other words, we would like all of you to realize that you could be completely unearning, but you will never be unworthy. You could be completely unearning, meaning that you're not specifically exchanging activity for money, and still be abundantly receiving once you get your vibration in that place. So it is time for tweaking your story or rewriting it altogether.
Okay.
So let's do a little bit of that here.
Okay.
We'd like to hear a bit more from you about... In other words, so what you felt compelled to tell us is that you stay at home, which means you don't work. And then, as we talked a little further, you felt compelled to tell us that even if you decided to go out and work, no one would hire you.
No, it's more that I don't know what I want to do. I don't know what
So I don't have I don't
passion.
Have any energy lined up for that. Well, you know
yeah.
you like to spend money.
That I do.
You know you like to have fun. In other words, there are a lot of things that you know you like to do. You're just stuck in believing that you have to know something that you like to do that earns money.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to say to you, you could see yourself as a highly evolved being who has figured out how to get money without going to work.
I like that idea.
So tell that story to us. Using the components of the life that you're living, tell us that story.
That what I do, what I...